The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim that the progression of the development of the mitzvahs went the following way. Avram was commanded in Bris Milah. He instituted Shachris. Yitzchak added Meiser, and he instituted Mincha. And Yaakov added Gidan Noshe, and he instituted Maariv. So the Rabbi asked the question we have in this week's Parsha, Vayitain Lo Maser Mikol. We find already that Avram gave Meiser. When Avram gave Meiser to Malki Tzedek, that should be Meiser. That's the Ravitz Kasha. And the Kesef Mishnah's answer to that is in Perek Tes and Hilchos Melachim. The Kesef Mishnah's answer to that is that it really wasn't maybe done as a mitzvah, since he had given, since Malki Tzedek had brought out Lechem the Yayin, he had given him a gift, so therefore he was giving him a gift. It was like an exchange of gifts rather than a mitzvah. And that's his answer. But it's a very compelling question. Another question is the Mizrahi's question here, that Avram did the entire Torah before it was Hashem commanded him. Why did he wait to do Bris Milah later? What was the reason? He should have done Bris Milah earlier on too. So the Mizrahi's answer to that question is that it was an Einam Mitzuva V'Osa until then. And all the other mitzvahs, if you do it as an Einam Mitzuva V'Osa, afterwards you can do it as a Mitzuva V'Osa. But over here, he wouldn't be able to do it afterwards as a Mitzuva V'Osa. It's also not that absolutely compelling. Maybe he could still be made to Tam Bris. Maybe it's still possible. He did an Einam Mitzuva Osa, and now Kodesh Baruch is being mitzava to do it as a Mitzuva Osa. Maybe there'll be Hatofas Tam Bris. He could still require Hatofas Tam Bris, like a Noilad Mohu. Something to think about. There's other ways to answer that question. I want to say tonight a new answer to these questions. Brand new. Obviously, the most difficult question of all is we have the Maral's question in the Beragot. I don't remember if it's the Beragot in Netzach Yisrael, but the Maral's question of what about all the Nisyonis till Lech Lecha? According to many Rishonim, there were a lot of things before Lech Lecha, or Kazdim. Why does the Torah not give any type of play to them? Why are they not mentioned in the Torah? What I think the most difficult question here of all is, what is the Nisayon of Bechlal, of Lech Lecha? Now, we all know people, Rachman and the son, don't have children. There's nobody who won't give up a parnosa and position and everything if he doesn't have children to move to a place where he can get children. That's a very, very common thing that people do. And not that he guaranteed. There's a better fertility doctor over there. And people will uproot themselves from where they are, go to a place where there may be a better chance of having a child. They may have a six-figure salary here. They'll go and live b'tzimtzum because for the possibility of having children. That's only a possibility of having children. Here the Ribbono Shel guarantees a person will have children. Who doesn't give up a job if all he goes some other place and he's offered triple salary? Everybody does that. Who knows, maybe that company, usually people jump jobs for, jump places for an upstart company, or it looks like, or you're promising them a good salary, but, you know, companies collapse. Here the Ribbono Shel is promising a person, Vavorach, I'm going to make you wealthy there. Anybody will run and do that. Godless Shemecha, fame, I mean, everybody runs for things like this. And what's so? This is an Nisayon that Avram passed, this was a test. Anybody, you offer them this, this, or this, any one of the three. And any one of the three, if a person offers them, and whatever person offers is a possibility that it'll happen. Here the Ribbono Shel Olam is guaranteeing not one, all three, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is undersigning on. He's saying, I'm going to give it to you. That doesn't sound like much of an assoyin for anybody. How could this be an assoyin? Also, the pasuk is very difficult to understand. Lech lecha, Rashi says, letovoscha hanoscha. You know, the Torah doesn't have extra words. Let's just take the word lecha out of the pasuk, and then we know. V'escha legoi godo, v'avarechecha, v'agad l'shemecha, v'yebrocha. You don't have to tell a person letovoscha hanoscha, to have fame, fortune, and family. So why in pasuk Aleph was it foreshadowing? It's for your benefit, for your good, and for your benefit. If Pasuk Bey says there'll be fame, family, and fortune, then it's self-evident it's for his benefit. So what does the Torah need the word lech lecha for? And this is the Maral's question of how come Avram was reluctant to take money from Melech Sodom, and yet from Paro, not only was he not reluctant to take money, but his whole plan here, he engineered a whole plan, Imri Noa Chosiat Laman Yitavli Bavurech. It sounds like his purpose of having Sara say she's his sister is so that he should get presents. And later on we find that Avram doesn't want presents that are offered to him. That's the Maral asked that question, the Gur Aryeh. I'd like to begin with a very interesting observation. We have in two mitzvahs, and only in two mitzvahs, we have Schar Halicha. We have Schar Halicha. The Gemara tells us by Tefillah we learn out the Schar Halicha, and in Talmud Torah we learn out the Schar Halicha. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Avos that a Arba Midas Behoche Beis HaMedrash, people that go to the Beis Medrash, if you're Hoylich, if you go to the Beis Medrash, even if you don't learn Schar Halicha, he just doesn't have Schar Asiyah. That the Mishnah says that. So it's clear there's beyond what I want to talk about tonight, what the word of schar, what does it mean you're going to the Beis Medrash? What does it mean there's schar? But there's schar halicha. In fact, it's called the Hochei Beis HaMedrash, the schar halicha. You get schar halicha, which is something different, obviously, than Chufum Tzara Agra, any mitzvah you put an effort in. But yet we find a special characterization of tefillah, the schar psiyas, the Gemara says. We learn how from a pasuk, the Gemara then even tells it in sight that the Gemara even has a maisa. He learned the value of schar psiyas. And by Talmud Torah, we have, what is it about Talmud Torah and tefillah that has a unique thing called schar halicha? Shots like this. Where's the source for Schar Halicha? What is the where do we find in common or unique to Torah and Tefillah? So I think with the uniqueness of Torah and Tefillah as other mitzvahs is that there is a special mitzvah in the Torah that encompasses only Torah and Tefillah. Besides the mitzvah of learning, the mitzvah of davening, there's a mitzvah called La'avdoi. The mitzvah La'avdo. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs brings a Sifri, La'avdo zu Tefillah, La'avdo zu Talmud, La'avdo zu Tefillah. That La'avdo is a mitzvah of La'avdo, which is a mitzvah to make myself his eved, to serve him, and that can be fulfilled either through Torah or through Avodah. What's the pshat in this? Or through Tefillah. Love those who Tefillah. Love those Talmud, love those who Tefillah. I think it's saying is like this. And every mitzvah, there's the more effort you put in, there's an aspect, of course there's an aspect of schar for effort. But the difference between Torah and Avodah, Torah and Tefillah is, these are not mitzvahs to do, these are mitzvahs that a person has to transform himself. The din of learning, let's start with davening, there I think maybe we hear it a little bit better. The din of davening is not a mitzvah to say words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to make myself his eved. The din is to make myself his eved. The mitzvahs I say in the Torah is make yourself his eved. La'ovdoi. The mitzvah of, that's the purpose of the mitzvah. So ke'avden, the whole posture of tefillah is ke'avde kamamore, like a slave, a servant in front of his master. Torah is also to make myself his eved. I have to transform myself. Later on we'll explain what that transformation is, or what the difference between Torah and Avod is. But there is a mitzvah to make myself his eved. Whatever there's a mitzvah to make, to be an eved, to be a servant of somebody, it's like the halachas of a poyel, that you don't get paid from the time you start the job, that you get paid from the time you leave your house in the morning to the job. Because you're going to employment, that itself is part of your transformation, then that's an employee. You know, if you work at home, you can do work at home, but then you're more or less an independent contractor. I don't care how, you know, how you work it out with the IRS, but in mentality is you're even an independent contractor. You do it when you're almost like a consultant. You have six other things to do. You know, you push this off, you do it later. A person who works at home doesn't work 9 to 5. They have a job to do, and they do it at their convenience. You have a phone call in the middle, private, you take the phone call. In an office, that's very inappropriate behavior, because in essence, when you go to the office, you're putting yourself in a different environment, you're putting yourself in a different place, you're actually transforming yourself into an employee as opposed to an independent contractor, not a consultant. The din of tefillah is... Torah and tefillah is la'avdai, and therefore it's a whole different thing. The act of going to the Beis HaKnesses, as opposed to davening at home, the act of going to the Beis Medrash of learning is, you know, you're learning at home. You got a call, you have something else, interrupt, you want to go out for a few minutes, somebody comes and visits you, and you'll make up, but you're not immersed in the, you haven't transformed yourself. The din is you have to transform yourself. That's schar halich. The din over here to Avram was lech lecha. Avram had an obligation to transform himself. This is not a halacha here that Avram is told to go to Eretz Yisrael, to move. There's 20 ways of saying that. The Torah is saying Avram had to undergo a transformation. Avram was given a mission here. And the mission was to make myself into an Eved, to transform myself into an Eved. V'eschol l'goy godo, v'avarecho v'agadlo shmecho v'yei brocha, are in the transformation to an Eved. He has a mission here, Avram. He has a mission. So the Rambam describes that the mission was to go to transform myself in Eved, get the message to the world, and everywhere he went, he gave out the message, until he even came to Eretz Canaan, he was giving out the message of Hashem and serving Hashem. And therefore, v'eschol l'goy godo v'arecho v'agad l'shmecho is not a reward. It's the resources that are necessary for the mission. It's not the pshat over here that you're going to be the same person you are, stay here, I'm giving you nothing. You move over there, I'm giving you X, Y, and Z. No, that's not the pshat. If you go ahead and transform yourself, you undertake my mission, then you will get this, this, and this. Well, but that's also not a reward. That's the resources that are necessary for the mission. Because a person who is a wealthy, a person who has fame, then the words he say makes a difference to people. They'll listen to it better. If he has money, then people for sure think he's a wise person. And therefore, these are resources that allow him to carry out his mission. This is not a halacha here. He's getting reward. He's the same thing. You stay here, I give you nothing. You listen to me over there, I'll pay you for listening to me. No. That's not an assoyan. The lech lecha was an obligation, an undertaking that he had to be lech. He had to actually transform himself. He had to actually have schar halicha. He had to undergo. He's going here with a purpose. He has to be leaving with a sense of mission, and he has a life's mission now. His mission is to be megala kavod shamayim, and Hashem is promising, if you do this, this, and this, you'll get all these things. But that's not a reward. That is the resources that allow you for the mission. No, it's today when we say anybody goes for a better job. Yeah, because he moves there, he's going to wind up with more money in his pocket. It's all about good for him. He's going to do it. He's going to have a nice family. Here he doesn't have children, he's going to go. This, he's getting everything here in order that he can carry out the mission. It's not a reward, but he has to change himself. He has to become a different person, and in his transformation, and by the undertaking of the mission, then he will get the resources that are necessary. I haven't answered the lech lecho yet. So now, obviously, without the first pasuk, we don't have the slightest idea. It's l'tovoscha hanoscha. Who says this for your hano? We leave out the word l'cho, and I'll explain what that means. We don't have any indication in the sentence it's going to be for your pleasure. It's not for your pleasure. This is what you need. You go there. You have a mission. You have to undertake a mission. It's not just he was asking him to move. He had to undertake a mission. By the way, how do I know he was telling him to undertake a mission? The pasuk says it. The pasuk's telling him, lech lecha me'artzecha me'oladetcha me'beis avicha. The order's exactly the opposite. The first place you don't leave is me'artzecha. You don't leave Iraq. And then you leave the city of your birth. And then you leave your father's house. It's exactly the opposite. The first you leave your father's house, then you leave the city of your birth, and then you leave the country. He's saying you have to distance yourself. You have to distance yourself. You have to transform yourself. You have to take out all the Iraq in you. You have to take out all the local influences. And not only that, you have to take out even all your family influences. This is a din of Roma's being obligated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to transform himself, to make himself into a different person. He's the halicha here is like every time halicha means you have to transform yourself. That's really the difference between a malach and a human being. A malach is an oymed, a person is a halich means a person is constantly growing and transforming himself. That's what a person has to become. And the ray is, Hashem is telling him, I want you first to take out small influences in your life, the country, bigger influences in your life, the city, and lastly, I want you to take out even your familial ties. Transform. And therefore, and on that, if you do that, then I'll give you all the resources that you'll be necessary in order to carry out the mission. So without the word lecha, the pasuk has nothing to do with anything for his benefit, for his pleasure. It's not about l'toivoscha l'hanoscha. Without the word lecha, the premise of our question was, what's the Torah lecha? You know that from the second pasuk. If a person is given resources to run the company and resources to be able to do his job, but he doesn't, at the end of the day, have anything better for himself, that's not l'tovoscha hanoscha. The mission works. Yeah, if he has enough resources, the mission works. If he has enough of a cadre of people, a family to carry it out, his mission can be accomplished. Enough money, his mission can be accomplished. But that has nothing to do with Tovoscha HaNoscha. So therefore we need already the Tovoscha HaNoscha L'Posik. So I haven't yet answered the question of still what, but there is the Tovoscha HaNoscha. So we're going to answer that. But I'm saying first, like say, pshat, what's happening here. This is how Halacha that Avram was being asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to undertake a mission. This is the beginning of his mission. which, by the way, now answers the morale's questions. Everything till now was not a mission. Until now, everything was his own personal growth. He was Maimon. He was threatened to be killed. Okay, that's personal. That's great. That has nothing to do with the Torah. The Torah is not about the greatness of Avram. It's about his mission. It's about what he has to do for the world. This is a mission. Avram has an obligation to society, to the world, to the Ribbono Shel'olam, to fix the world. That the world should be a certain thing. That he has to be Megala Kavod Shemayim in the world. The Torah begins with his mission, not with anything before his mission is included. That doesn't take away from Avram's greatness, but that's not, the Torah is not a story about Avram's greatness. The Torah is to give us the focus of what Avram's mission in the world is. The mission here is to be Megala Kavod Shemayim in the world. He's being obligated to remove himself from all vestiges of influences that were anti that, totally divorce himself for that, and Hashem is promising him all the resources that's necessary in order to carry out the mission. That's where the Torah begins. That's Lech Lecha. Everything else is a remez to tell us how great Avram he went to work Kazdim, but that was not done as a mission. This is the beginning of his mission. Which, even based on what we're saying now, changes what most of us think tefillah is. None of person doesn't have a problem davening. Hashem, say, tell him somebody's sick, we need parnasa. That's not what tefillah should be. Tefillah is, I'm undertaking to be, to serve you. And in order to serve you, I need good health. Because if I don't have good health, I can't serve you. I need parnasa. In other words, the purpose of tefillah is not to sit there and ask every day, I want this, I want that. Very nice. Give me this, give me that. Whether or not you say it, or whether you daven, you think, I'm talking to you, give me this. I told you, give me this, and I start crying, I want good health, and I want wealth, and everything I want. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is, I am committing myself to be your servant, and as being as your servant, then give me the resource that I carry out your service. Keep me healthy so I can do your service. It's a whole different focus on what prayer is. Most of us think prayer is, my opportunity is, give me, give me. That's what most of us think prayer is, give me. Give me parnasa, find me an aishirich. That's not. In fact, I asked the chassan today, and the chassan call, I asked him, what's your purpose in getting married? What's the purpose of getting married? You have to, family should have a purpose. Once you have a purpose, then, and when you dive into the pshat, the Ribbono Shel'olam, I'm telling you, Ribbono Shel'olam, I have a purpose. I want to be your Eved. I want to carry out your mission. And therefore, if I'm carrying out your mission, so give me the resources for your mission. I'm not asking I want health. I want to be your Eved. And therefore, I need to be healthy so I can be your Eved. I need to be healthy so I need to be wealthy so I'll be able not to have distraction. I can do, and I can spend time in doing what you want me to do. It's a whole different focus on what tefillah is. We're talking about changing ourselves, making ourselves into an Eved. Making ourselves into an Eved is, needs resources. Making myself into an Eved needs things, because otherwise I can't carry out the job. So we rebundish from saying, if you undertake that, I will help you carry out. I'll give you everything you need to carry it out. That's without the Lech Lecha. But it's not as a... What's Lech Lecha? So now it comes out of more. What does the word to be an Eved mean? What does La'avdoi mean? To be your Eved. So the word Eved has two meanings in the Torah. Eved means a slave. Eved means a subject. Eved is to an Adon, you're an Eved. Person's an Eved, on the other side of the relationship, there's Adon, which is master. And then there's another type of Eved, which is Eved Lemelech. An Eved Lemelech is not a slave, an Eved Lemelech is a subject. What's the difference between a subject and a slave? The word Eved applies by both. An Adon has an Eved, and a melech has an Eved, right? You're our melech, and I'm your eved. What's the difference between an eved to a melech and an eved to an oda? Difference is like this. An eved to a odon doesn't have any rights. No rights at all. It's masha kon eved kon a rabo. It's nothing about him. An eved to a melech means he has rights. A king has, like the Rambam tells us, a king has the right to draft the person. He can draft the person for he can draft all kind of craftsmen. He can draft any kind of anybody he wants for his even personal service. He can. You're a painter. You're working for me. You're an accountant. You got to leave the Big 8 firm, or whatever it is now, the Big 5 or Big 3. Tomorrow may be the Big 2. It may not even be anyone big anymore. You have to come to me. That's all. Except then the Rambam. This is the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Melachim. A king has a right to draft anybody he wants for his personal services. But then he adds two words, the Rambam. The Noisein Schara. But he has to give him wages. Which means the difference between a slave is owned by his master, a subject is totally beholden to his king, but he's entitled to schar. It's magia lo schar. Lech lecha means the goal here is taka mission. You're my eved. It's halicha to become an eved la'avdai. But the ultimate goal of la'avdo is not to be my slave. The ultimate goal of la'avdo is to be my subject. It's like if you start hearing the unbelievable difference, besides schar, which really, if we understand that, is really the difference between, let me just start with the question. The whole world keeps Zion mitzvahs. Everybody does davens, and everybody is avoided. Does the world survive? Every single human being in the world does Zion mitzvahs. Everybody does all the mitzvahs, all Zion mitzvahs. Does the world survive? Tanai hisnakarish borcha maisa brachos. Im Yisrael mekablim toira mutav. The world goes back to null and void. That was a Tanai Yom Hashishi. He made a condition, which means a world in which everybody is doing everything right. Hasn't violated one of the Zion mitzvahs. That world is going to be destroyed. That world is destroyed. The world, in order to survive, is a world of, you need mekablei ha-Torah. What's the difference? Because mekablei ha-Torah means we are his subjects. We are being mamlechim. We are making him our king. The noisen schara. We will get rewarded. A world in which the humanity is not rewarded, that's not the purpose of creation. If you're not going to get reward, that's not Kodesh Baruch Hu's tachlis, is to be meitiv to us. And unless we reach a level that we will be rewarded, entitled to reward, then Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu can give us presents, he can do whatever he wants. But that's not the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is we have to earn it, because if he didn't want us to earn it, he could have given it to begin with. We have to earn it. The only way a person can earn schar, if he's an eved, if he's a subject. A slave does not have any earnings, and therefore the tachlis of the world is not to be Hashem's slaves. The tachlis of the world is to be Hashem's avodim, his subjects. That we will be magia lonu schar. There'll be a sense of right. Lech lecha me'artzecha means letovoscha lahanoscha. This whole system is, yes, I'm giving you a mission to do. And you're embarking on a mission. And it's a life's mission. You have to transform yourself. You have to make yourself an eved. You have to serve me. But don't think that the goal is to remain my slave. The goal is to reach a level of becoming my subject. The goal here is letovoscha lahanoscha. It's not, Avada, you can be my slave and you have all the resources, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis of the world is like Taivosra Anoscha. Avram Avinu, I want you to go ahead and serve me and be, you have a mission, there's a life mission you're starting here. You're starting here, the corporation to run the world, or I shouldn't say that, the tikkun of the world is everybody has to know Hashem. Everybody has to be a Zavodim. Every single human being, like the Rambam tells us, Avram Avinu went around and told everybody, you have to do there's a Hashem, you have to do the Zion Mitzvahs, and you have to be Oivet Him. You have to serve Him. That's what His message. You have to bring sacrifices, and you have to bring the Sochem. That's what the Rambam says. That He went around and told the whole world. But that's not the Tachlis. That would make the whole world Goyim. Sign. The whole world from Goyim does not justify the existence of the world. You need to be Mekable HaTorah, which means you need not the avdus of slavery or the avdus of his slave. You need to be a subject. You have to be Mamlechim. We have to make him our king. We have to be his subjects, to be Mekabel his Malchus. And that's what Kabbalah Satorah is. We need the wisdom, the understanding that we can be Mamlechim. And that we're capable of being Mamlechim. That we're able to run the world according to the way he wants the world to be run. And that we need Kabbalah Satorah. The tachlis is lech lecha me'artzecha. It's the tovos chol hanoscha. I'm asking you to undertake a mission, but this mission is, the goal of this mission is the tovos chol hanoscha. When did that happen? Because we've now changed the pshat in lech lecha. Lech lecha is not just leaving that. Lech lecha is undertaking a mission. It's a mission to be megala kovet shemayim in the world. But that's not all it is. It has to be l'tovos chol hanoscha. When does it become l'tovos chol hanoscha? As long as if he's successful and he gets everybody religious, is it l'tovos chol hanoscha? Not l'tovos, because by inevitably it's not shaykh l'tovos chol hanoscha. Everything is for the sake of the Yodin. Everything, it can't be l'tovos chol hanoscha. It's about the Odin. The Odin doesn't owe the Eved anything. The Odin doesn't have any obligations to his Eved. The tachlis is l'tovos chol hanoscha means that I'm doing it. It's for me. It's lech lecha. It's for you. By an Eved, there's no such thing as lecha. An Eved is less le migar me klum. He has no rights in Eved. Bris Mila. Bris Mila is the beginning of, Bris Mila is the, when he said, your Av Hamon Goyim, there'll be Bris Mila, that's the beginning of Tovos Chol Hanoscha. Until now, it's not the Tovos Chol Hanoscha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Bris Mila, it's the Tovos Chol Hanoscha. Bris Mila is the stamp, or the Madrega of Avram, Avraham, that he's capable of becoming now, creating the entity known as Klal Yisrael. Until now, we're talking about Goyim. Without Bris Mila, Avram and all his descendants are Goyim. They're all Goyim. Zion Mitzvahs is not possible for a whole world of Zion Mitzvahs is a world that goes back L'Tov Avo. Which means until Bris Mila, which is the beginning of becoming a Jew, the world has no justification. There's no L'tovos chol hanoscha. There's nothing for your toiv or your hano. The world is good, but it's not for you. It's a great world. No one's doing anything wrong, but it's not for human beings. It's not for their sake. It's not for their sake. It's not L'tovos chol hanoscha. Certainly not. They don't have any. They have no rights. Nothing is. There's no sense of entitlement. Had everybody reached the level that everybody would have wanted Bris Mila, it would have been wonderful. But people didn't want that, just like by Kabbalah Satorah afterwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the chance and they didn't want. It's L'tovos chol hanoscha begins with Bris Mila. What I mean is that's the beginning of the process of Klal Yisrael L'tovos chol hanoscha. Mamela, if what we're saying is right. The Rishonim's kash is, it's a tzorichi, and the Ravid's kash on the Rambam. The Ravid's kash on the Rambam is, v'yitain lo meiser, mikol, should start here. By the story of Melech Sodom, Avram is 73, let's say even if it, according to the other Rishonim, but it's before Bris Mila. way before Bris Milah, 20 years before Bris Milah. There's no such thing as mitzvahs. The whole idea of the mitzvahs beyond the Zion mitzvahs, you have to have a different level of human being. You need a human being that's already capable and roy for Kabbalah Satorah. That's, you need a human being, we're talking about, for Taryag Mitzvahs. Until Bris Milah, there's no entity that's capable of Taryag Mitzvahs. So what do you mean, you're going to count? How could there be an Inyan that we Hashem gave us mitzvahs, Avram gave us mitzvahs that are not part of the, that's not part of Taryag. That's still mitzvahs, Zayim, mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. That would be. What it's telling us over here is that the reason what Avram started, he started Taryag Mitzvahs. He started the process of Taryag Mitzvahs, Avram. Taryag Mitzvahs has to be after. So the Meiser that he did was before Taryag Mitzvahs. It's a nice thing to do, and it's good behavior, but it can't be Taryag Mitzvahs because he's not capable yet of Taryag Mitzvahs. Hashem came when Yitzchak did it, it was already Taryag Mitzvahs. What about Tefillah? Isn't this tickle unbelievable? Avram, all through Parshas Lech Lecha, davens. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, every single place is Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Unkla says, Vitzali, he davened. Time after time he davened. How come Avram Avinu was Mesakin Shachris where? In Parshas Vayera. There's no such thing as any takanas before Milah. Before Milah, we're talking about Zion mitzvahs. We're talking about a world that doesn't have a kiyum, a world that's going nowhere, a world that's going to be destroyed. This is just the background from which a world that you can outgrow this world and begin a world of Kabbalah Satorah. That requires, that's only after Bris Milah. There are no mitzvahs that Avram Avinu could start and could obligate all future generations, the Avram Avinu who's still the Goy. Their kashas, the rival's kashas should be Avram Avinu, the Goy should start the Meiser. I'm asking, why didn't Avram Avinu, the Goy, start Tzvila? The mitzvah of Tzvila on Klal Yisrael? That's the Goy. La'avdo is not just serve him, be a slave. La'avdo is become his subject. That's only Tavrom after Bris Milah. Bris Milah is the beginning of a human being that's capable of Kabbalah Sater. In fact, even Halacha, Kiveger says that the whole purpose of Bris Milah, he brings from the Taz, and it's actually very Nogei Halacha in the Tshuvas, that whoever has the responsibility to teach the child is the one that has the Kedima for Bris Milah, for Sandikos. Because the Bris Milah is the beginning of being machshir the child for Torah. So the whole mitzius of Torah begins with Bris Milah. That's the beginning of Torah, the beginning of the Geirus of Yisrael. Torah is called Geirus. Bris Milah, that's the beginning of the Geirus. That's where Torah starts. So for Shteitzach, until then, it's not shayach to even discuss that his mitzvahs before that should count. And the male, I think that's a good answer now to the Mizrahi's question also. The Mizrahi's question is, why didn't he do it on his own? We're talking about, this is until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're ready for the next level, he can't do that. It's not a question whether he could do the act of Bris Milah on his own. But the kasha is that it doesn't make any sense. Bris Milah is not being a goy. Bris Milah is being a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not because you took off the oil, it makes you a Jew. That's a mitzvah to be a Jew. There had to be a total 20 or 25 or whatever, 99 years of avodah in order to be roy to become a Jew. So therefore, it's not that he couldn't do Bris Milah before. Bris Milah is the beginning of Avram the Jew. Until now, we're talking about Avram the Goy, which has no tachlis at all, Avram the Goy. The beginning of Avram the Jew it comes with Bris Milah. Now it's true that Avram is by perfecting a nation, his slavery, his commitment to be the Eved, the slave of Hashem, that's creating the fertile ground from which eventually Klal Yisrael will come. But the tachlis of Klal Yisrael is not to be a slave. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to be a subject. V'nosein schar, because a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not feel obligated to give schar to is a world that can't survive. Mamish, a world will not survive if it's not a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels he owes schar to, because that's not HaTovah. In a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel that he's obligated to people, that we haven't reached our level of obligation, of entitlement, then we don't have a feeling of HaTovah. If we don't have a feeling of HaTovah, the world doesn't have a Tachlis. The Tachlis of the world is that there should be maximum HaTovah. HaTovah means I have a feeling of entitlement. It's Lech Lecha, it's a Tovoscha Hanoscha. If it's not a Tovoscha Hanoscha, that's not the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That wasn't the purpose of the creation of the universe. Lech Lecha is the purpose of creation. The Tovoscha Hanoscha is the purpose of creation. But in order to get that, it means you have to change. It's not, the whole premise of the question is so ridiculous. What kind of nesoyim is Lech Lecha? It's ridiculous. There's no vort. Hashem isn't giving you reward. Hashem is making you change. You're changing first to be a slave, and then you're being nesala to be an eved, and therefore, then it'll be the tovoscha anoscha, the whole purpose of the tovoscha anoscha. But it's not about getting money. It's not about becoming famous. It's not about getting it. Not about becoming wealthy. Unfortunately, most of us don't have that mentality. I mean, Amamish, this is a very yesodist degavur. I think 99% of people think that all the schar in the Torah is, you remain who you are. And that Kaddish Baruch is nice to you, and he gives you this, this, and this. That's not what it is. The whole purpose of the Torah is we have to transform ourselves to be his avodim, that first on the lower level, that at least the job, the mission requires it, and on the higher level, that we could be zoicha to become his mamlichim, his subjects that give him his malchus here, that we're mekabel his malchus, and we're mekabel Torah. So therefore, as far as that, now he can become obligated to give it to us. But if we don't change, we get nothing. Everybody doesn't. The premise of the question is: you move, you're going to get all these rewards. The answer is: moving one place to another doesn't give you any rewards. Becoming a different mitzvah of human being gives you rewards, and that's an unbelievable thing. He has a life's mission, Avram. His mission is Lech Lecha. He has to become a total Eved to this, and finally, he has to become the subject. He has to be Nisala, not only from, he's undertaking to be his Eved, to be his slave. He's undertaking to be his slave. Eventually, it'll become the Tovoscha Hanoscha, become his subject also, which means that we're talking about a tremendous, tremendous amount of effort and a life's work and a commitment, and there's a whole society that is against it in the beginning, and they don't want to hear, and they're fighting it, and they resist it. And despite that, you know, many of us, like the Rambam writes, the biggest impediment to anybody is the society and where you live. So he's going against the culture that you live in. You're going against the whole mentality of people living. They're not happy with you when you do this. They're upset. They want to kill you. They want to get rid of you. His whole life he's confronted with this Avram. And Avram withstands it. And he undertakes the mission. There's the whole transformation. Lech Lecha means undertake transformation. And by the way, what I just said is a shtickle Rashi. Not that we probably would have noticed it, but that Rashi says this. Rashi says, what's the difference between Noach and Avram? So Rashi says, Eselukim esalach Noach, uvavram hu omer asri salachti lefonov. That Avram was a hoilach. Avram was a person. He was hoilach means I have mission. I have purpose. I have transformation. I'm going somewhere. I'm changing myself. I'm becoming something different. Noach is stationary. Noach, he's stationary. He's not undergoing. And he's a guy. He's a guy. Now there is some type of transformation. He's shaykh to become an Eved. There's some kind, but even that he still needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not even a hoylich to become an Eved. Avram is a lech. He's going. He's salech lefona. Avram is going. Going means I am changing myself. That's what Schar Halicha is. That's what we started. Schar Halicha means I have to make myself an Eved. Wherever there's a din to make myself something, to transform myself, on that there's, then that is a special din of Schar Halicha. That's where, in two things, places where the Schar Halicha is, where there's a din to be a lech is, and wherever there's a mitzvah la'avdo, a Torah and tefillah. And the ultimate la'avdo is not to become his slave only, but taka to become his subject, to be mamlech, to mekabel his malchus, commit my mind to understand his Torah, then the world justifies itself. Maybe the answer to the kasha, why he takes no money from Melech Sodom, and why he takes here, this is part of his mission over here. The taking money from Melech Sodom is not part of any type of mission of Avram. So then, what you want money for? So you can say Anoichi Ashartius Avram by Mitzrayim. That was part of his mission because eventually he understood that there's going to be a nation that's going to come from, and this nation is going to go down to Mitzrayim. Right? He's 75 here. At 70, he already knows about Bris Bein Hapsorim. That happened at 70. He already knows that it's going to be Mitzrayim. So that he's doing is a fulfillment of his world mission. Not only does he take money, his whole purpose of going there is to take money so he can fulfill the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the outline of that mission 5 years before Lech Lecha. So he took money. So what we're saying is Lech Lecha is the beginning of a mission. Whatever before Lech Lecha is not a mission, and therefore the Torah doesn't give it much play. Now, the mission has two levels. The mission has one level. You have to change yourself into an Eved. So the second sentence tells me a regular Eved, a slave. And you'll get all, if you make yourself into a slave, all the resources you need in order to be a slave and to get everybody else to buy into slave mentality, I'll give you. The first pasuk is saying Lech Lecha. Not only to be a slave, to be a subject. Not that I'm going to be giving you all the resources that you need to carry out the job. I'm going to give you what I owe you. This is for your good. You're going to have a sense of entitlement. If you become my subject and you're mamlech me and you make me the king here in the world, that you're megal my presence in the world and you're mekabel the Torah, you'll get all these things. I'll owe you all these things. Either Kashuas or anybody will do it for nothing, for moving from one place to another place. But this was, he had an obligation to undertake a whole life's mission here. He had to distance himself from here, emotionally, from his parents, from his half, from everything. That the Pasuk is telling us he has a life's mission here he's being obligated to do. And it's not until Bris Milah that actually he goes from Lech to Lech Lecha. Bris Milah is the beginning of Lech Lecha. This is already L'Toivoschol HaNoscha. And anything before Bris Milah, he's not going to create any mitzvahs before that. He's not beginning yet the process of creating L'Toivoschol HaNoscha yet. And therefore, it's not going to be a real mitzvah. It doesn't become a real mitzvah till after Bris Milah. He makes mitzvahs. And he makes mitzvahs. He makes the mitzvah of tefillah. He was misakin after Bris Milah. Even though he davened years and years, the Torah's made, he davened 25 years before Bris Milah. But Yikra B'Shem Hashem, Litzali B'Shem, he davened. He didn't institute anything because we're not creating yet Torah. We're not creating Taryag mitzvahs. Mashen came, and it's the same thing. But Meister, yeah, of course he gave Meister, so. He gave Meister. You don't have to answer this. He gave Meister. The Torah called it Meister. It was real Meister. And the Torah calls it Meister. But the Torah is telling you that that's not part of the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Because that's not yet the beginning it's not yet the beginning of Umas Yisrael. We're talking about becoming from a Goyim. We're not talking about yet reaching a level of the Tovoschol HaNoschol, which is the level of Yisrael. And that's, I think, the answer to the Mizrahi's Kash also. Bris Milah before that is not that. So I think the main thing to walk away with is that when we talk about the tachlis of the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us and be meitiv to us, but it's not to give us things. If we have to, it's a bris. We have to do for him. We have to commit ourselves to him. If we make a commitment to him, and then we're mamlechim, which is then he's committed to us, and he's and to los fanos. We talk, it's in the nice and schar. There is taka schar. There's a tremendous schar, and the tachlis is schar, the total tachlis of the world, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, that a person should know he was created lenos miziv hashchina. The whole tachlis is schar, to get schar. That's the whole tachlis. But to get schar is not for doing nothing. It has to be that we're giving him, and therefore v'nois and schar, that becomes the exchange for what we're giving for him. Then the world taka fulfills its purpose. That's a bris. We do for him, and he does for us. That's in Torah is a bris. Mila is the bris, and Torah is also a bris. It's a Torah in the preamble to Parshas Yisro. It's a bris. Torah calls itself a bris. That's the tachlis. And Avraham Avinu here is being instructed that I want you to have, you have a life's mission, and all of us have that mission. That mission is that we have a purpose here of being Megala Kovet Shemayim, so that we have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the whole world. And we ourselves have to be Mekabel Torah, and we have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the rest of the world. We have the obligation to, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, the Tikkun Achvas HaMedinas, we have an obligation to motivate everybody else also. We don't have to motivate everybody else to Kabbalah, to Geirus, but to be to Hashem Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have an obligation that they should recognize, observe the Zayin Mitzvahs, and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our obligation to the whole world. That's our life's mission. We have to be Mamlechim on ourselves. He's our Melech, and make sure the rest of the world is Mekabel his Malchus too. That's our life's obligation. And then we have all the Haftochas, and that's the Tachos of the Toivoschel HaNoschel. It's not just about, unfortunately, most of us think doing mitzvahs is I remain the same person I am. Yeah, I do some deeds and I get paid for my deeds. We're talking about changing ourselves. We're not talking about doing mitzvahs and getting rewarded for mitzvahs. You know, most of the things, shmiras on mitzvahs gives reward. We're talking about changing ourselves. We have to change our whole sense of, we have a purpose and a destiny in the world. We have to make ourselves, we have to be a lech, we have to make ourselves into avodim. We have to transform ourselves. If we transform, we have to be Megayer eventually. We have to transform ourselves. And in the act of the transformation, then we talk to get all the rewards. But remain the same person, doing some actions, there's no reward at all. No haftach of reward. There is no reward other than Chas V'Shom, the rewards of Rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us off for our mitzvahs. That's not the real payment for the mitzvahs. That's just so that he doesn't have to give us what's really coming. That's his schar mitzvah b'hai alma. That's just to pay off the mitzvahs we really should be, the real reward. But if we really do the mitzvahs properly, which means we transform ourselves and become his avodim, then there's taka an obligation. It's a bris with him. We do for him, and he does for us. And that's the tach. And that's what the chiddush of Avraham Avinu. It's a mishun. He undertook a life mission. There's a mission he undertook, and the mission was to become a totally different type of person. As is Hashem. Hopefully, we are his bonim, and there's kayach of Avraham Avinu is in all of us. It means that the others, the koyach and the Hashem, we should undertake to focus what to do with our lives, and we should have a sense of purpose in our lives. If we do that, then we have all the Yehudim that the Torah guarantees. A good Shabbos.